Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com.
From KQED.
I'm Erica Cruz Guevara, and welcome to The Bay. Local news to keep you rooted. For a while, variety wasn't a word I'd use to describe the slate of candidates running for mayor in San Francisco. Moderates, who want to prove they're tough on crime, have pretty much dominated. You've got the incumbent, Mayor London Breed, Mark Farrell, former interim mayor and venture capitalist, philanthropist and Levi Strauss heir Daniel Lurie, and San Francisco supervisor Asha Safai. But there is a new flavor in town. After San Francisco Board of Supervisors President Aaron Peskin threw his hat in the ring.
Having Aaron Peskin in the race really does change the tenor of everything.
Today, I talk with KQED politics reporter Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez about how Aaron Peskin's run for mayor shakes things up.
It was a sunny day in Chinatown and Portsmouth Square, the living room of Chinatown.
Dawson, Joe-san. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Chinatown.
Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez is a politics reporter for KQED.
Welcome to our community event in honor of our friend Aaron Peskin.
I counted the crowd and there was well over 500 attendees. Peskin himself has had some higher counts, but I would say it was more than 500 attendees. It was packed.
The revival of Aaron's army!
Peskin represents Fisherman's Wharf, North Beach, little slices of some other neighborhoods like the Tenderloin, and there's Chinatown. So Peskin had his opening rally there, and it's not a surprise.
He is tough as nails and has a heart as big as Gyeongsan, Gold Mountain. I'm proud to support him once again because, as you and I know, we need him to fix our city.
Who was at this rally in Chinatown, Joe, and what would you say was the vibe?
For those who've been around the city for a long time, you might think of like a K-Fog concert. This is like people, a slightly older crowd listening to like soft rock, but like really digging it. They've got like a big wide brim sun hat and sunglasses and some gray beards, but they're still having a great time. You know, there was a lot of North Beach folks. I saw a guy who was in the documentary, The Wild Parrots of Telegraph Hill, and he had like a sign that said Parrots for Peskin was his little joke there. There was like 200 plus folks from the Chinese community you could see. Many of them were brought by the Community Tenants Association.
Ho Xi Gam Ho Ye!
Ho Ye!
Ho Xi Gam Ho Ye!
And, you know, there was a whole bevy of politicians from across the spectrum. A lot of support.
Good morning, everyone. Joe-san Gokwai. It is so wonderful to see all of my friends.
And then it was, of course, Aaron Peskin's turn to speak. How would you, Joe, I guess, describe the tone of his speech?
So Peskin really leaned into his recovery.
And recovery is something I know a little something about.
He is a recovering alcoholic. It's been 3 years now since he sought sobriety and has been sober. And he leaned into that in his speech.
And recovery only works when we're all honest with ourselves and each other. And I know that recovery is not about anger and hatred. It's not about harboring grudges and petty vendettas. To recover, you need to be firm and draw clear lines, but always stay compassionate.
It was about positivity, which is interesting because in politics, you want to have contrasts. things are not doing well, but we can make it better. And some of the candidates have been leaning into this. We need more police. We need a government that works. Government is the worst it's ever been. They really have been leaning into the idea that things are not well, which he also did, but he transitioned it into a very positive bent based on his experience in recovery.
I am so deeply and sincerely grateful to have received the support I needed to recover and become sober. And it has inspired me to dedicate the next chapter of my life to the recovery of this city.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about who Aaron Peskin is, Joe. How long has he been in office?
He was first elected to the Board of Supervisors in the year 2000. Now, that doesn't mean he's been in office for 24 years. He served two terms and then was out of office for a bit. And then because the rules say there's nothing to stop you from serving another two terms, you just can't do more than two consecutively, he ran again and was in office another two terms. And he's in office right now for his essentially fourth term. He knows government so well. I just read an article where a former planning director essentially said, Aaron Peskin knows the planning department code better than I do. He also knows so many people. I was just talking to a advocate, just a neighbor who lives on the West Side and advocates for certain housing changes. And he was telling me, yeah, I've been having lunch off and on with Aaron Peskin since the 1990s.
Well, let's talk about Aaron Peskin's record, Joe. What policy issues are most important to him?
I think about this a lot. Like, you know, we use a lot of labels in San Francisco, moderate Democrat, progressive Democrat. Peskin belongs to the capital P progressive wing of Democrats in San Francisco, but it's not necessarily the same as a lowercase p progressive in the nation. One of the things near and dear to Peskin and something he talked about in his speech at the rally was preserving neighborhood character.
The archipelago of our neighborhoods and cultural districts is what makes the tapestry of this city of San Francisco so incredibly rich.
He believes that housing can be built in San Francisco in ways that preserve the neighborhoods that neighbors love. And what that means is not necessarily putting taller buildings than is normal for a neighborhood, or putting large developments in neighborhoods that may have single-family homes and duplexes. You know, he would say he is for affordable housing over market-rate housing.
We don't have to destroy this city to save it. If you look at my record, rather than listen to my billionaire and real estate-funded critics, you will see I have personally voted to increase our housing capacity by over 100,000 units.
Another thing that is near and dear to Peskin is tenants' rights. He's one of the strongest tenants' advocates in the Board of Supervisors. He, you know, personally negotiated with Veritas, which is at one time San Francisco's largest landlord, to save hundreds, might have been more than that, tenants from eviction who missed their rent during the pandemic. And he has said, and he told me, that if certain state laws are changed over the next year, which is possible, they are in the works, that he would expand rent control in San Francisco to new buildings.
And what about his stance on public safety, which, as we've been talking about as well, has been a really big issue in this mayor's race, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you see that top of mind for most San Franciscans is public safety. On that front, that's another place where I say, you know, the lowercase p progressives might be a little disappointed.
For me, public safety is a progressive value. I voted to support increased police budgets, police overtime, greater police staffing, and an emergency declaration in the Tenderloin.
If you ask him about police, the first thing he'll do is just start rattling off some of his favorite cops. he knows them in his neighborhood, right? He's like, oh, Officer so-and-so and Sergeant this and that. And, you know, he can really just kind of go at it. He has voted to increase funding to the police department. He has been in favor of salary increases for the police department. At the same time, he doesn't want to go as far as London Breed and some of the other candidates have described on the public safety bent.
I support arresting fentanyl dealers and holding them accountable. But arresting drug users and doing nothing more is a cynical and dangerous policy that often results in more overdoses and not more treatment for addiction.
As much as he supports the police, he thinks that arresting drug users is detrimental to their health in recovering from addiction. He also has, you know, been a backer of controls of police. He embraced controls on surveillance, making kind of a stricter approvals process so that the police couldn't just put up cameras anywhere they wanted. We just saw that rolled back by Proposition E, which was put on the ballot by Mayor Linda Breed in March, which is essentially allowing the police to circumvent the Board of Supervisors' controls on surveillance that Peskin helped institute.
Coming up, we'll hear from voters who are excited and not so excited about the idea of a Mayor Aaron Peskin. Stay with us.
Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest.
Who'd you talk to, Joe, who's excited about Aaron Peskin's run for mayor?
At the rally, I talked to a woman named Connie Liu, who spoke to me through a translator in Cantonese. She is a San Francisco resident, a resident of the neighborhood, and said that as a constituent of Peskin's for many years, she felt that he had represented her interests well.
I think it's about the public safety, housing, and then the most important about the economics issues in the San Francisco. For Aaron Peskin, I know him for many years. That's why I support him.
There are also community leaders in Chinatown who spoke out for Peskin, including Wing Hu Lung.
大家好，我系社区住宅联会嘅主席梁明浩。
Wing Hu Leung is the president of the Community Tenants Association, again, this group with more than 1,700 tenant members citywide, many of them Chinese, many of them Cantonese monolingual.
今天我要介绍一个很重要的人物，会服务华埠。
Wing Hu Leung really looks up to Peskin. Peskin was there for him when he was just a tenant, and he was facing eviction from his own home, and that situation led Leung to decide to become a housing leader in San Francisco, and he's been so for more than a decade, and he spoke very highly of Peskin.
He has always stood with CTA, whether it's advocating for tenants' rights, resisting on unjustified evictions, and expanding affordable housing for us all. He truly cares about our community.
So, I mean, it sounds like Peskin is really counting on support from his constituents in Chinatown, who he has built these really strong relationships with over the years. Who else, though, is Peskin hoping to get votes from?
Yeah, so Peskin kind of walks into the mayor's race with a coalition built of a few kind of distinct San Francisco constituencies. Chinese tenants and progressive linked Chinese community groups, West Side neighbors who don't want to see a lot of dense housing construction happen in their neighborhoods, and progressives who are looking for an alternative on a lot of these issues that really hasn't emerged with the current crop of candidates. So he walks in with those three groups, and his challenge then will be peeling off some other folks in constituencies that might otherwise support Farrell or Breed or Safai or Daniel Lurie. That includes labor, that includes Chinese homeowners and merchant groups who might be a little more conservative and not inclined to support Peskin right away. Yimbys and younger voters, younger progressives. This is a presidential election. You're going to see a lot of young progressive voters. So we'll see how animated they are about Peskin. He walks in with a strong base, but his challenge then is to add a bit to it.
Who's not so excited about his mayoral bid?
Definitely YIMBYs, the Yes in My Backyard folks who want to see more housing built. But also, there is a group of more conservative Chinese and also more broadly AAPI voters who really supported the Board of Education recall of Chesa Boudin, the district attorney. And for those folks who are, you know, very newly activated groups, you know, I'm not saying they didn't vote, but they weren't like activists at the time. They were really, really politically activated by those two recalls. And Peskin sat out the Board of Ed recall and he opposed the Chesa Boudin recall.
During the Stop Asian Hate movement during COVID, when there were a lot of attacks against our seniors, we had a very important recall of Chesa Boudin, and he decided to stand by Chesa.
For those folks, like William Braga, who I spoke to at the protest of Peskin's mayoral launch, Peskin is someone who was ideologically opposed to the most important issue to him.
As a community activist, we saw that that was the most beneficial way for our community to heal was by finding a new DA who would denounce Asian hate and prosecute criminals who are attacking our seniors. So.
And I know another area where his opponents are attacking him is on housing. What can you tell us about that?
Urbanists, people who value dense construction of buildings to build more homes and more transit, who may also use the term YIMBYs, Yes in My Backyard supporters, are pretty disappointed. They're pretty angry. Right now, the state has mandated that San Francisco build 82,000 units of housing over the next decade or so. With that housing goal in mind, a lot of YIMBYs and politicians who are aligned with the YIMBY movement say that we need to build more housing faster at every turn, at every opportunity. And Peskin is saying, whoa, 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 slow your roll. We should build it some places, but not others. We should be smart about this. We should, you know, make sure that we're building it where it doesn't disturb. Peskin has voted against a lot of housing projects in San Francisco that YIMBYs say are needed. And YIMBYs really don't like that, and neither do the politicians that are aligned with them. And another group that is saying anybody but Peskin is Grow SF. And this is one of those groups that took in, you know, millions of dollars from billionaires and millionaire tech investors and is looking to spend big bucks against Peskin in this race. He is going to encounter a tidal wave of money against him.
Why, Joe, do people seem to hate Aaron Peskin so much? Like, why does he inspire so much anger?
Well, it's one of two things. One is YIMBYs and urbanists for reasons that we've outlined already. But the second, moderate Democrats really hate Peskin, I think, because he's really good at what he does. Whether you agree or disagree with his politics, people will describe him as hyper-competent at maneuvering in City Hall. To people who hate him, they say he's Machiavellian. He's the shadow puppet master pulling the strings of supervisors to marshal the votes, someone who's so skilled that they fear him. But, you know, to people who like him, he's an extremely skilled negotiator who is able to bring folks together from different views and different backgrounds to come to compromise.
Well, what's the race ahead going to look like for Peskin, Joe? Like, do you think he has a good chance?
You know, this race is so squirrely. I think if anyone told you they knew how it was going to turn out, I would have a rust-colored bridge to sell you. He comes into things with a strong hand because he has these built-up alliances over years. He has huge relationships over years. But then again, the same thing that gives him that strength, that long time in office, those long relationships, that's also his a weakness, right? Because people know who he is. People know what he is. They know what he's about. It may be hard for him to make his case if you've already made up your mind.
But it does seem like either way, whether Peskin does well or he does poorly, it feels like it'll say a lot about where San Francisco is at.
I think you're right. I think how San Francisco votes on Peskin may actually give us more insight into this big question people have been asking. Is San Francisco lurching rightward? You know, I would say that that strain has always been with us. The idea that San Francisco is a liberal bastion, a progressive bastion, I think has always been a little inflated. We have always been this mix of constituencies and emotions, just like anywhere else. But I think that when we see the vote for Peskin or the other mayors, we may get a little more insight into just how much we're lurching rightward right now.
Well, Joe, thank you so much as always.
Thank you.
That was Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez, a politics reporter for KQED. This 35-minute conversation with Joe was cut down and edited by senior editor Alan Montecilio. Maria Esquinca is our producer. She scored this episode and added all the tape. Music courtesy of the Audio Network. The rest of our podcast team at KQED includes Jen Chien, our director of podcasts, Katie Springer, our podcast operations manager, Cesar Saldana, our podcast engagement producer, Maha Sanat, our podcast engagement intern, Ellie Prickett-Morgan, the Bay's production intern, and Holly Kernan, our chief content officer. The Bay is a production of listener-supported KQED. Consider becoming a member at kqed.org/donate. I'm Erica Cruz Guevara. Thanks for listening. Peace.